guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you guys? How is your fashion business doing? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, please email them to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. I will leave a link below for you. Remember, you can always hang out with me inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. You can also check out our Etsy store where we have workbooks and planners for your fashion business, Gitana Styling. And also, if you want to dive deeper and you want to get coached by me, check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. I'll leave links below to all of this stuff that I just mentioned. Okay, guys? So welcome to this video. Welcome to this podcast episode. In this episode, we are going to focus, okay, on your customer profile, okay? So the question that I get consistently and that I wanted to answer today is, you know, how deeply should you know your customer, right? People talk about the ideal customer, your target audience, their customer profile. There's all these different words, your avatar, all of this stuff, right? And people say, okay, how deeply? Because a lot of people, a lot of experts in the field talk about you have to really know your customer and you have to really dive deep and all of this, right? So how much, how deep? What are, you know, what is the answer to that question? So that's what I wanted to dive deep in today. So first, I'm going to share with you three ideas, three things, three concepts that I think are really important when it comes to knowing your customer and the customer profile or customer avatar, whatever you want to call it, right? And then I'm going to answer the question, okay? So the first thing I want to mention is authenticity, okay? Being authentic, okay? So I think that yes, you can do a lot of research, right? You can do a lot of surveys, you can ask a lot of questions, you can do all of this, right? These go, you know, hire an agency, hire someone to help you with this process, whatever you want to do, right? And invest money in it, but if you're not authentic in the process, I believe that it's not gonna work. You might have the best profile, you might have the best strategy, you might have the best mentor, but if you're not out there talking to your customer, engaging with them, answering their questions, right? And making sure that when you send the information out, right, whatever it may be, sale, it's a promotion, it's you know, just awareness, whatever it is, if you're not being authentic yourself, right, it's not gonna work. You might know also all these details about this person, or these ideas about this ideal person, but if you're not authentic about it, it's not gonna work. So let me give you an example. It's like when you meet a potential friend or a potential partner and they just match what you say, or they notice that you like certain things, so they're just act like they like them too, or they just use the same kind of words, all of this to, you know, connect with you, right? To make sure that you guys, that you see that you guys are in the same wavelength or whatever it may be. But once you pick up that it's not real, because they're just doing it with the purpose, right, of connecting with you at a different level, then it it actually can have the opposite effect, right? So it's really, really, really important, right, to have an effective campaign, that whatever you're putting out there, yes, you can use keywords, yes, you can use the words that they use to describe things, yes, you can, you know, there's research that backs up using whatever strategy, but if it doesn't, you know, infuse it, if you don't infuse it with your personality, with the brand personality, with, you know, what you want to do and who you are, right, it's not going to be authentic, okay? It's going to be a fake, you know, relationship where you always react or answer or, you know, do things based on this avatar, right? And whenever you have a conversation, a real conversation with that person, it's not going to connect because it's not real. I hope that makes sense. So you know, as be authentic, do the research, fill out the workbooks, or hire the expert, do all of that, but then infuse it with authenticity, okay? And then the second thing is, you know, in order for you to infuse it with authenticity and get to know your customer, your real customer, more and more, you know, I think that engagement beats research, okay? So you being out there talking to people, going to events, answering questions, posting on social media, you know, doing that, having those conversations, real conversations with people, right? It's gonna be the thing that is gonna give you that information, that is gonna allow you to learn more about them and develop that relationship. Because you might buy a report that says these are the 50 most, you know, popular keywords right now in the fashion industry, and you start using them, right? And yes, they might give you more reach, then you might show up more, and it depends, because there's a whole world in there, right? Because if they're very popular, then there's a lot of competition and all of that stuff. Like, there's a lot of layers to that. But let's say that, you know, you buy a report, or you hire someone to do this profile, that who goes to your website, and you know, what age are they in, and all of that. Yes, that's great. You have all that information in paper, and then you can create content or create products or services based on that. But trust me that you're gonna get the most information and the most real information talking to people, emailing people, being there present while all the different transactions happen in your business, okay? And I know that we, as we grow our businesses, we're gonna be perhaps less present in certain areas, but that's the beauty of being a small business owner and starting the business, because then you know, you have access to all the areas, right? And you get to really know your audience, you get to really know your brand, you get to really know everything happening around you. And then as you go up, you can delegate and you can tell them, like, hey, this is how we do things, this is our tone, this is what our customers like, okay? So definitely, you know, be involved in that process and make notes, you know, keep records, like, okay, they like this, they don't like this. We really connected when we talked about this, because of course this is a business and it's marketing and it's all very useful, but base it on something that is authentic, that is real, okay? And then my last thing is, you know, don't let the lack of knowledge stop you or freeze you, or the fear of not knowing stop you, because we all start from the beginning, right? Maybe you just have an idea of who you are serving because you haven't sold anything yet. Or maybe you just want to create this product for these type of people. And so you have your concept in mind of, like, okay, I think this product that I'm creating is gonna be for young moms who stay at home and blah, 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 right? And you can start there, there's no problem. As you start, again, you know, talking to people, emailing people, making transactions, you're gonna gather so much information that's going to change, it's going to evolve, it's going to get better, okay? So don't let, again, you know, that fear of not knowing, of making a mistake, of not having experience, right? Because I'm gonna tell you something, as the business grows and you get older and time goes by, things are going to change. You know, maybe you start selling one product and then you decide selling something else. Maybe you change the name of the business. Maybe you change as a person and you decide to do something else. So the answer to this question of, like, how deeply should I know my customer to have a successful business, is really, the answer is not, okay, this deep, okay, this level or that level. It's really, it's a process, okay? You start at the beginning, and as time goes by, it just gets better and better and better, because you know more, you are more involved, you go through different changes. Of course, if you're aware, right? If you're really involved in the process, because if you just, you know, have someone else do it, or you just rely on reports and things like that, then it's going to take a long time and it's going to be hard. But if you just go organically with the flow, you can still hire and buy reports and things like that, but you have to combine it with your experience experience with being, you know, in the field with people, talking to people, serving your audience, right? So you get the best information, okay? And connect with them in a genuine way. So if you're genuine, okay, and you really focus on engagement versus, you know, the research, and if you really are not scared of, you know, making a mistake and just getting yourself out there and doing it, that's the formula to success. Okay, so let me know what you think. Let me know what you're struggling with. You know, we do have a guide on our Etsy shop for a customer profile if you just want to, you know, get started and write things down. But again, I really, really recommend just getting out there and talking to people and really getting involved. You know, this is something also we go and dive deeper in our online program, in the Fashion Business Online Incubator. So whether you just want to get started with a principal, or you want to get you know, get dive deeper with it in the online incubator, you know, I'll leave links for you just in case. But really, really take this advice and put it to work, because wherever you are right now, you can just start right now. You watch this video and you can go ahead and start posting and start connecting, and you're gonna gather that information. And I recommend you to open a Google file or have a planner next to you or something, and just start writing things out. Notice what age are the people that you're talking to, that you're attracting, what things do they like, what kind of content they connect with. All of that information, you have access to it as you take action in the business and keep moving forward. Okay, so let me know if you have any questions. I'll leave all those links for you. And thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.